Scouting is composed of men who do their duty to God during their time on earth by building bridges for those who will follow.
The Boy Scouts of America, represented by its national president, Wayne Perry, wishes to honor one such bridge builder.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the Boy Scouts of America, we express our gratitude for this remarkable celebration and extend our welcome to members of the BSA family anywhere in this nation. Tonight, we are pleased to recognize an extraordinary leader in the scouting movement, one who has lived the values of scouting with integrity and honor throughout his life, Thomas S. Monson, President of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
On Tuesday, June 8, 1982, Thomas and Francis Monson toured Westminster Abbey in London, England, viewing the monuments and tombs of the great and famous, and finally pausing at Poets' Corner before the marker they had come to see, Robert Baden Powell, Chief Scout of the World. In Lord Baden Powell, President Monson recognized a kindred spirit.
Unlike others buried within Westminster Abbey, Baden Powell did not sail the stormy seas of glory. He didn't lead a conquering army on a battlefield. He didn't found an empire of worldly wealth. He was a builder of boys, who taught them well how to run and win the race of life.
Young Thomas Monson experienced early in life the value of such leaders. During his childhood in the Depression era, doing a good turn daily was the Monson way of life. His mother regularly sent him to carry hot meals to the homes of needy neighbors and hosted transients who were riding the rail cars through town. He joined his father on weekly visits to care for an elderly uncle. So Tommy had little doubt what he should do when one Thanksgiving morning, his friend Charlie divulged that his family had nothing for their holiday dinner. Tommy ran to the rabbit hutch and presented his two prized New Zealand whites to Charlie, assuring him they would taste even better than turkey. Charlie's family enjoyed a special meal that day, but Tom's reward was the joy of true leadership, to give all you have to bless another. He continued to learn this principle when he was asked to watch over other youth in his church, a longtime partner of the Boy Scouts of America. And at 12 years old, when he put on his first scout uniform, his gifts as a leader came into focus. Once at a summer campout, his scoutmaster dropped the troop off. He asked Tommy if he had brought his fishing pole and then told him, "Catch each boy a trout for breakfast every morning. I'll be back Saturday to take you home." Then he drove off. Tommy did his scout duty. No one went hungry. At the age of 22, Tom would be called to watch over an entire congregation as their bishop. Legendary are the stories of his care for the 85 widows who were part of his flock. Through it all was an impulse not only to watch, but also to act and do. Over the last 60 years, he has continued to lead by his personal example as he has taught and inspired youth all over the world. Along the way, he has received every major scouting award, including the Silver Beaver, the Silver Buffalo, the Silver Fox from Scouts Canada, and International Scouting's highest honor, the Bronze Wolf.
President Monson is one of the Boy Scouts of America's most distinguished friends and the longest tenured member of our National Executive Board, having begun his service with election in 1969. President Monson has helped the Boy Scouts of America remain very much focused on our mutual basic beliefs. He is an exceptional scouter who has very much dedicated his life to uphold and to place into practice the teachings of the Church and the mission of the Boy Scouts of America, a mission of teaching values to last a lifetime.
Thomas S. Monson demonstrates the highest qualities of leadership to which all of us should aspire. He sets high moral standards for himself and for those around him, and he leads by example. He embodies the deepest and longest-lasting values of scouting.
For more than 40 years, Thomas S. Monson has taught these values in every conceivable setting, including scout jamborees around the world.
It's been said that common acts, when performed for spiritual reasons, become spiritual acts. Scouting has been called a game with a purpose. First and foremost amongst our purpose is to help our young people grow in their knowledge, their understanding, and their duty to God. President Monson has served on our national board for almost half a century. His leadership, his guidance, his life personifies the mission of scouting every single day. It's been an honor to serve with President Monson.
As I grew up in East Germany after World War II, I learned about the importance of repairing damaged bridges and building new ones into a better future. I honor my parents as bridge builders into a brighter future for me. But like all boys, I naturally looked to other role models as well. President Monson is such a role model. He has been a bridge builder for boys and for people in need all over the world. He's remembered for the great compassion he showed to those in East Germany who had for many years been cut off from the rest of the world. As he entered this isolated country, he noticed the needs of the people and sought to relieve their suffering. To one man in worn-out clothing, who looked to be about the same size, President Monson gave his suit, along with several ties and shirts. To another young man, he gave his shoes. He gave candy and pocket calculators to the youth to bring them hope in challenging times. Because of his watchful care, many people in East Germany knew that they were not forgotten and that he was their true friend. His example has shown the world that a single scout can be a powerful source of strength and hope by serving God and fellow man.
In all that he has done throughout his life, scouting has never been far from President Monson's mind to build a boy and to teach him how to run and win the race of life is significant beyond all worldly honor. As a symbol and reminder of this truth, he keeps in the corner of his office a walking stick with all the scouting merit badges beautifully carved and painted on it, badges that signify the potential within a boy to learn, achieve, and thereby serve and make a difference in the lives of others. Such service has been the object of President Monson's life and leadership. I have seen him step aside on his way to an important meeting to help a young person in need. I have traveled with him along a desert highway, hurrying to catch a plane, yet pulling over to personally greet families who only hoped their children might wave to him as his car passed by. He doesn't just teach the values of scouting. He lives them to the fullest. As he once said of Lord Baden-Powell, it can also be said of President Monson, quote, "He neither sailed the stormy seas of glory, conquered in conflict the armies of men, nor founded empires of worldly wealth. Rather, he is a builder of boys, one who teaches them well how to run and win the race of life."
That's it.
Thank you, President Uchtdorf and President Eyring. Earlier today, the BSA National Key 3, the Chief Scout Executive, National Commissioner, and National President, joined in presenting to President Monson the Medal of Honor for saving the life of a young girl when he was 12 years old. That was just the beginning of a lifetime of reaching out and rescuing others in need of hope, friendship, encouragement, and strength. Further evidence of President Monson's enduring commitment to the values of scouting came in his response to that presentation when he recited the Scout Oath and Scout Law, and he did it flawlessly. But the Boy Scouts of America stands for this kind of leadership which goes beyond a single act of heroism. We champion moral leadership, demonstrated through a lifetime of service. Only this type of leadership can truly prepare young people to be leaders throughout their lives. To that end, tonight, we announce a new Leadership Excellence Complex at the Summit Bechtel Family National Scout Reserve. Named in honor of one of the most distinguished scouts, business leaders, and philanthropists, Stephen Bechtel, Jr., the Summit, as more commonly known, sits on over 10,000 acres in the mountains of West Virginia and offers a wide range of popular and challenging outdoor activities. The Summit will be a multi-purpose, year-round destination, providing Boy Scouts with a home into the next century and beyond. Located in the most beautiful, visible setting within the Summit, the Leadership Excellence Complex will be the critical centerpiece of leadership activity and training. This state-of-the-art facility will provide hands-on training where Scouts can not only learn leadership principles, but also have the opportunity to put them in practice. Will Scouter President Monson please come forward? Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for his lifelong dedication to exemplary leadership in church, community, and nation, and for his unwavering devotion to the service and well-being of the Boy Scouts of America, we're pleased to announce that the Leadership Excellence Complex within the Summit Bechtel Family National Scout Reserve shall hereby be named the Thomas S. Monson Leadership Excellence Complex. President Monson.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you also to my many friends and colleagues in the leadership of Boy Scouts of America. I'm extremely humbled to be recognized in this manner. I love the Boy Scout organization and can think of nothing with which I would rather have my name associated than the Leadership Excellence Complex of this organization. Scouting changes the lives of boys in positive ways. And I am grateful that this complex will help provide the training for them to become the leaders of tomorrow. It's been my privilege to serve on the National Executive Board of Boy Scouts of America for nearly 44 years, attending meetings all these years and rubbing shoulders with the outstanding men and women who serve in scouting at the national level has been a cherished experience for me. I hope to serve as long as my responsibilities will allow me to do so. As I recall my own experiences as a scout, beginning when I was 12 years old, I think of my first overnight camp during a cold winter weekend at Tracy Wigwam in Mill Creek Canyon near Salt Lake City. The snow was deep, much deeper than our homes in the valley. And after playing in it all afternoon, we boys were cold and wet. Once inside, we huddled near the stove in an attempt to dry out and warm up. There came a knock at the door. My parents entered, although I hadn't even been gone one day. They announced that they had brought a freezer full of delicious but very cold homemade ice cream. We smiled, we shivered, and we ate. But silently, we wished they had brought a pot of steaming hot chili. As I reflect on this experience and the many others I had as a youth, I am grateful for scouting's influence in my life. It taught me a great deal and gave me opportunities I might not otherwise have had. Scouting helps bring out the best in each of us. You scouts who are present this evening have learned much from scouting. As you continue to participate in this fine program, your abilities to think, to plan, and to achieve will be heightened. This, along with your personal integrity and spirituality, will help guide you and keep you on the right path as you journey through life. If ever there were a time when the principles of scouting were vitally needed, that time is now. May you uphold your promise as a Boy Scout to do your duty to God and your country, and to serve others at all times. This is my prayer for each of you, and I ask it humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, President Monson. As Boy Scouts and members of the Scouting family, we will uphold our promise. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and join us in repeating the Scout Oath or Promise. On my honor, I will do my duty, to do my duty to God and my country,
and to obey the Scout law,
to help other people at all times,
to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Please be seated.